When it comes to rebuilding war-torn countries, the international community relies on NGOs, non-governmental organizations, for a lot of the heavy lifting. But a UNL professor's new book finds problems with this model. In today's NET News Signature Story, we talk with Patrice McMahon, author of The NGO Game. On a warm June afternoon, Patrice McMahon talked with a handful of local men around an outside table at a large market in northern Bosnia. It was 2003, less than a decade after the fighting stopped, and the University of Nebraska-Lincoln political science professor was traveling for several days with Nebraska Army National Guard peacekeepers, talking with sometimes reluctant everyday Bosnians about the war and its aftermath. Trips like this to Bosnia and Kosovo provided the perspective for her new book, The NGO Game, Post-Conflict Peacekeeping in the Balkans and Beyond. So what is the game? McMahon quotes a human rights activist she met in Sarajevo on one of her trips.
Westerners arrive in some, you know, forgotten, war-torn country, and they want to do something, and they waste our time, and we waste their money. And that was a way for him to say that there was a certain kind of structural environment that's created when the international community wants to do good things in conflict-ridden or post-conflict countries, but they're not quite sure how to do it.
Let's backtrack. NGOs, non-governmental organizations, are international nonprofits funded by donations, grants, sometimes governments. There are millions, and they vary in size and focus. In her book, McMahon talks about opportunistic worldwide NGO growth starting in the 1990s, as countries like the United States started to subcontract peace building. As a result, during early trips to Bosnia, she saw NGOs involved in a, quote, dizzying array of social and political activities.
From memorials to healthcare to education to reconstruction to community development, to women's empowerment, to human rights. And to me at that time, I have to say, the reason I started focusing on this project is because I thought this was really cool. This was really exciting.
That was the boom. As research continued, McMahon saw the bust.
Also this kind of time period where the money started to decline, international actors started to withdraw their interest, and then things became kind of paralyzed.
McMahon writes that NGOs, quote, are not inherently effective organizations that develop projects that reflect in advance those they claim to serve.
It just depends on the country. It depends on the NGO. I have seen so many effective, inspiring individuals and non-governmental organizations that have done a lot of great things for individuals, for groups of people, for communities. On the other hand, I've seen the whole gamut of NGOs that don't really do anything or NGOs that have ideas that I certainly don't support, and probably the groups that are giving money to those NGOs probably don't support. That's not always the case. It's just sometimes the organizations also have their own interests at heart, you know, their own agendas, their own priorities. And I mean like international NGOs, they have bureaucracies, they have budgets, they have people to answer to.
That's one of the problems with reliance on NGOs for post-conflict peace building, McMahon says. There's also impatience, the desire to show results quickly in an environment that needs long-term commitment. International aid workers dropped into countries with little understanding of culture, language, and history. And what McMahon calls the accountability gap.
Does most of the foreign aid go to an international organization and it goes to their overheads and jobs for Westerners who essentially provide money then to another organization that provides money to a local organization? And it's really hard to track that money train, and therefore it's really hard to hold those organizations accountable. And one of the things that I tried to do in my book is to try to track some of that funding. And what I found was that really most of the money, the foreign aid money that the United States has provided, or and other countries as well, it often stays in the hands of either US organizations or Americans, and very little of that money ends up kind of going to organizations in these countries, and certainly to individuals or civil society organizations.
As with what she calls the golden age of NGO expansion waning, McMahon sees hope.
we know certain things about the provision of humanitarian assistance, and we know certain things about what we've done wrong and what we've done right, and what we need to do is invest more money in local actors at the right time, engage more in prevention. So I'm really excited about international NGOs and governments realizing that this was a certain period, a certain point in time, that, you know, non-governmental organizations and international actors can do really good things, but they have to be more accountable.
For NET News, I'm Mike Tobias.